And meanwhile, Tamil Tiger rebels have asked Norwegian peace brokers to pressure the Sri Lankan government to end violence near the country's most revered Catholic shrine in Madu. The rebels say the army has been shelling the church compound in Tamil-controlled territory near the front line in the fighting.
Meanwhile, the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Sri Lanka today expressed deep concern about the misinterpretations and unfounded speculations regarding the removal of the venerated statue of Our Lady of Madu from the shrine to a nearby Catholic parish. They say the transfer of the statue was a precautionary and temporary measure undertaken with the permission of the local bishop and at the free decision of the shrine staff until the security at the Marian Shrine in Madu is restored.
The latest fighting in Sri Lanka comes amid government promises to capture the rebels' de facto state and crush the group outright. We spoke with Jahan Pereira of the Regional Center for Strategic Studies in Colombo, who told us that while the government advance is slower than expected, the Tamil Tigers are gradually retreating.
There is no doubt that the LTTE is on the defensive in the north, and they are taking heavy casualties also. The government on its part is also taking very heavy casualties, and the advance into the north has been much slower than anticipated and which the government promised. There was a time the government was saying that it was just a matter of months, then the end of the year, this year. Now the latest is they are even saying that it could be the end of next year. So the advance is much slower, but nevertheless one can anticipate that with the government having much greater claim to resources, both financial as well as in terms of personnel, that if the government is single-minded enough, it will be able to advance further into the north. So the LTTE definitely, I think, would be on the back foot.